KQED.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast, Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Thousands of grocery workers from Bakersfield to San Diego have voted to ratify a new four-year contract. The vote brings a nail-biter of a labor drama to a close. Deborah Baer of KPCC reports the new deal is widely perceived as a big win for 65,000 cashiers, clerks, and others who work at Albertsons, Ralph's, and Safeway.
Most of the grocery workers were smiling as they left the voting hall in Burbank. Some looked surprised. Blanca Mangus is a seafood manager at Ralph's.
The contract is very good. I'm very happy about it, so no reason to go on strike.
Terms haven't been released, but several workers say the pact includes their first pay raise in 5 years and better medical benefits. Charlotte Villacorta, who works the service deli at Albertsons in L.A., says she's happy that it eliminates a two-tier wage system.
People were working beside each other, making different pay, and it was not equal work for equal pay. So it was such a high turnover in the store that people weren't staying longer than 2 months.
Talks dragged on for nearly 7 months. A strike 3 years ago cost Vaughn's, Ralph's, and Albertsons more than $1 billion. The companies called the deal mutually beneficial, providing quality jobs while allowing them to stay competitive. Labor leaders call it a victory for 65,000 workers. Ricky Casa heads Local 770 of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union.
We believe with this new contract, we brought back the middle-class jobs.
The British supermarket chain Tesco announced last week that it's opening stores soon in Southern California. Ken Jacobs, who heads the UC Berkeley Labor Research Center, says the new contract will help the grocers compete with Tesco.
Service quality requires having experienced workers. And what the grocery companies discovered was when they cut back on wages and they cut back on benefits, they had very high turnover and a very unstable workforce.
For the California Report, I'm Deborah Baer in Los Angeles.
The state budget is now about 3 weeks overdue, and there's no sign it's coming soon. After another all-nighter over the weekend, Senate Democrats told Republicans to go create their own budget. Senate Republicans won't vote for the one passed by the Assembly because it includes an operating shortfall. The governor says the Republicans may not be able to balance this fiscal year's budget without cutting education, and he's not willing to do that. San Bernardino County is the first in the state facing a lawsuit for failing to address global climate change in its general plan. The attorney general says he's willing to settle, but counties across California are worried he may sue them next. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas has more.
San Bernardino County, population 1.7 million and growing. About a million more people are expected to move in by the year 2030, according to the county's latest general plan. It's a boom that county officials openly encourage.
This year, the board created the Economic Development Agency to help guide the explosive growth of San Bernardino County.
County supervisors even starred in this glossy promotional DVD called Opportunity California.
It is an ever-evolving and ever-changing county. It is Opportunity California.
I am Opportunity.
I am Opportunity.
San Bernardino County spokesman David Wirt says the county is also determined to make sure all that new growth doesn't jam the freeways with more cars and the skies with more smog.
What we've really focused on and put a huge amount of investment into is trying to attract employers to our area so people don't have to commute. So they're not spending as much time on the freeway, so freeways aren't crowded, so cars aren't idling and putting a lot of, you know, garbage into the air.
But environmentalists like Drew Feldman don't buy it.
Other than their relatively limited effort to try to reduce the extent of people's commutes, there's no real effort that we see, at least, to reduce the impact of global warming.
Feldman is president of the Audubon Society's San Bernardino Valley chapter. He's standing on a hilltop overlooking the valley's bustling urban core. barely visible through a curtain of midday smog.
You can't really see redlands terribly well, though you should be able to. It's because of the haze.
The Audubon Society is just one of the groups suing San Bernardino County over its new general plan.
They could encourage builders to build green buildings. The county itself could build green buildings or retrofit their own buildings to make them greener. Didn't do such a thing.
The Sierra Club, the Center for Biological Diversity, and the State Attorney General's Office are also suing San Bernardino over its general plan. It's the first county to be sued after last year's passage of California's Global Warming Solutions Act, which aims to reduce greenhouse gas levels across the state by 25% over the next 20 years. The state wants the county to come up with ways to curb pollution that contributes to global warming.
What we're asking them to do is go back and do what they should have done in the first place.
Deputy Attorney General Susan Durbin.
It's a matter of doing different things. You want to reduce the amount of waste that's generated in the county so you don't have to process it. You want to reduce the amount of driving. You want to promote transit use. There are a wide range of tools that the county can use.
San Bernardino County says a lot of that is already in the general plan. It offers incentives for carpooling and alternative fuel vehicles. It steers development toward transportation corridors. But spokesman David Wirt says the county can only do so much. It only has authority over unincorporated areas. That covers only 15% of the county. And it has no say over planning decisions in big cities like San Bernardino or Ontario.
The county, nor the general plan, has any jurisdiction to tell people how often they can drive, how far they can drive, what kind of vehicles they can drive. The only thing the county general plan has jurisdiction over is land use. And the only way to address greenhouse gases through land use is to try to make smart land use decisions that reduce the need for greenhouse gas producing machines. And that's what we've done.
California's Global Warming Solutions Act has opened the door to other global warming lawsuits. Last November, the Center for Biological Diversity, a nonprofit conservation group, sued the Riverside County City of Banning over a pending 1,500-home development. San Bernardino economist John Husing says such lawsuits could make the dream of owning a new home impossible for some residents.
Unless we're going to kill all the people, you need to be able to build the housing that they're going to live in. By not allowing the housing to go forward, what you are guaranteeing is that people that will in the future be in the middle class will forever be renters.
While the state attorney general's office says it's confident the case against San Bernardino County could be settled soon, general plans in other cities and other counties are already under scrutiny. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
That's the California Report for Monday, July 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2007 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California. And Osh Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.